Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Let us celebrate the spirit of racial love this February. Join with the National Alliance in fostering a deeper appreciation for our race among the members of your neighborhood or community. February 14 and the days leading up to it and immediately after it have marked our ongoing Love Your Race campaign. I've provided links in the text version of this broadcast on nationalvanguard.org for both color and black and white graphics, including four new graphics for 8.5 by 11 sheets that you can have printed and distribute widely this month. Let's work together. Let's increase racial consciousness. Just right-click on the images in the text version of this broadcast and then save link as for the full-size 300-dot-per-inch 8.5 by 11 versions that can be resized to poster size or any smaller size you choose. Your local print shop or online print shop can help you do that. With these files, you can make anything from medium-sized posters to small stickers. Cherishing our race, flaws and all, is essential. Yet in today's world, there is a challenge: the reluctance of many to identify those who oppose us. Distributing these flyers will point those folks in the right direction. At this moment, a war rages against our people. The media are anti-white. The schools are anti-white. The universities are anti-white. The government is anti-white. Both liberals and conservatives, Democrats and Republicans, oppose us or have adopted a race-blind attitude and are therefore anti-white. All are making war upon us. We will die as a race if we lose this war. Be wary of deceivers lurking online, seeking to exploit your affection for our race while they conceal our true adversaries. Coordinating, funding, and instigating this war against white people is one group, the Jewish power structure. Those who obscure that truth endanger our people's well-being and indeed very existence, whether they do it out of confusion, corrupted religion, self-interest, or alignment with the enemy. Understanding who our foe is paramount. As an unnamed adversary, we'll always remain unconquered. Fortunately, this ignorance can be undone through education and advocacy, by telling your family, your neighbors, and friends about the program of the National Alliance. You can help illuminate the path forward for them, fostering unity and resilience within our racial family. And just by distributing, say, 100 flyers during Love Your Race Week and getting one person a day to visit our websites and read about what we're doing can make a huge difference. All our new flyers are full-color, full-frame pictures. As such, they use a lot of ink on your home printer. Well worth it, of course. But some might want to use our classic black and white Love Your Race flyer, which has a lot of white space and so uses less ink and no color ink instead. So we have provided links to that classic version in the text version of this broadcast at nationalvanguard.org. This classic flyer, by the way, is available in 29 languages, including English, Afrikaans, Albanian, Bulgarian, Czech, Danish, Dutch, Estonian, Finnish, French, Gaelic, German, Greek, Hungarian, Icelandic, Italian, Latvian, Lithuanian, Macedonian, Maltese, Norwegian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Serbian, Slovak, Spanish, and Swedish. My heart swells with love for my people. Despite our imperfections, I cherish all decent white men and women, even those without full understanding. For they are our kindred and the people from whom the great future will be born. Some among us grasp the essence of my message today. It fully resonates in their hearts. They share the unique National Alliance perspective on the world. Others are just beginning to understand. And it's far more than just an intellectual understanding of facts and ideas. It's a deep feeling in our race soul. It's a spark, a light. And it's in our art, both written and visual. It is perhaps there where that light shines brightest. I feel it, too, in the wise counsel of our elders, in the innocent joy and curiosity of white children, a sight unmatched elsewhere on earth. When we're moved by Bach or Mozart or Tchaikovsky or Vivaldi or the soul-stirring melody of an old folk song, that is the white race. When we marvel at the grandeur of architectural wonders like Vienna or Rome or London, that is the white race. From the exploits of the great heroes in the epics of our race to the literary masterpieces of any century you can name, our race's soul is woven into the fabric of history. That is the white race. The digital age, invented by our people, where knowledge and learning and sharing are instantaneously available to those who take the time to seek. That is the white race. Whether we stand on distant worlds or peer into the mysteries of the microscopic realm, our collective spirit shines. And that is the white race. And when we're moved to tears by the angelic voices of a children's choir at Yuletide, it's a testament to all that binds us together. The undeniable bond of the white race. In all earthly existence, it's white people who have created the greatest and most beautiful marvels ever known. Loving our race means embracing the life force that courses through us, shaping us as we mount ever higher the spiral DNA staircase, a singular life stream with a destiny uniquely our own. And when we extend our deepest love to our race, we embrace that destiny completely. Our affection transcends the present moment. It's rooted in the understanding that everything we cherish, the masterpieces of art, the triumphs of science, the depths of knowledge, are but the initial brushstrokes on the boundless canvas of time. The white race, unparalleled in its greatness, has merely scratched the surface of its true potential. It is poised for an odyssey that stretches to the very limits of time, space, and infinity. Love your race, not just for what it is today, but also for what it is destined to become. Your love can actualize a beautiful new future. A future where greatness knows no bounds. Picture another Leonardo, another Hitler, another Pierce, another Athens, another Berlin, as it should have been in 1953. A new National Socialist Imperium, a new and greater Renaissance. Envision technologies beyond our wildest dreams, cultural and intellectual giants yet to emerge. Scientific breakthroughs so far beyond startling as to be unimaginable now. This vision of the future can come true, but only if our race endures. It's a future we can shape together, fueled by our love for our race. Our fight isn't merely to preserve the status quo, nor even to go back to some better time. No. It's about safeguarding the unwritten history yet to be made, the unknown future of greatness in which our children and their children will live. It's about honoring the promise inherent in us, a promise that extends far beyond our own lives. Our race's demise would be a tragedy beyond measure. It would extinguish a new universe we can't even fathom. Adolf Hitler, right at the end, said that what really mattered was the man who is to come. Our evolution as individuals and as white people isn't meant to stagnate. Instead, we are to serve as a bridge to something greater, something our best thinkers, poets, and artists have only been able to glimpse. Yes, love your race, despite its flaws, its terrible short-sightedness, its limited knowledge, and even despite the temporary triumphs of the Jew. Everything that will ever be hinges on that love, and nothing matters more.